It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Justin Timberlake blew his nose in his sleeve. I'm just kidding.
Don't be so quick to blow that boogie.
Justin Timberlake, he was actually dating other people at the start of his relationship with his wife, Jessica Biel. In his book, Hindsight and All the Things I Can't See in Front of Me, he revealed how he was instantly attracted to Jessica, but it wasn't until the second time that they saw each other that he asked for her number. After weeks of chatting on the phone and attending the same Golden Globe show, the two decided to date, but not exclusively. He said, "We were both still seeing other people, keeping ourselves safe from getting hurt and really putting ourselves out there. After a bit of dating, that's when they decided to only see each other." And then this Friday, they are going to be celebrating their 6th anniversary of their wedding.
Wow, congratulations.
And, yep, they have a son named Silas, who's 3, who's really long hair, but they never show his face on Instagram. And Justin's book is out at the end of this month, too.
Got a lot going on.
Julia Roberts isn't confident about doing another romantic comedy because she says she might be too this.
Yeah, I don't know, unless we become the parents of the people that are rom-comming. Right? I love them. I love to be in them. I love to watch them. But sometimes they just don't work at a certain point of life experience. It's not even about age. It's just about what people know that you know.
Is Julie Roberts too old to do rom-coms, you think?
I don't think so. She's such a talented actress that I think I could see her in any role.
I do too. The Weeknd avoided getting hit on stage when something fell from the top of the stage and landed just feet away from him. He was performing in Mexico City when a piece of equipment came loose. There's a video of the incident. It looked like he didn't even flinch and continued to sing Party Monster like nothing happened. A cause for the mishap is not yet known, but it was very windy and poured rain most of the show.
That thing would have hurt him or killed him because it was like, boom!
That, to me, was so close to hitting him, I almost wonder if it was deliberate. Like, someone up there had, like, a thing against him.
That, or, like, they like left it up there, like, untied?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, crap happens sometimes.
I'm telling you what.
Scary stuff if you see that video.
And Taylor Swift donated over $15,000 to a 19-year-old fan whose mother has been in a coma for the past 3 years. The teen recently started a GoFundMe page to help raise money for her father, who can no longer work since he has to take care of her mom. She said her and her older brother worked to raise money for the family, and after hearing the news, Taylor donated $15,500 to the fund. So far, more than $25,000 has been raised for the teen's family. Coming up after 8:15, Sarah Silverman let this fellow comedian choke the chicken in front of her. We'll discuss.